Soviet Affairs, No. 1, 1956, p. 8. 93. Sovetsko Gosudarstvo I Pravo, No. 3, March 1965. 94. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, pages 169-72. Chapter 6, Last Stand. 1. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, in Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Power and the Soviet Elite, New York, 1965, p. 26. 2. Pyatakov Trial, pages 202-214. 3. Ibid, p. 561. 4. Sovetskaya Industria, June 10, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. 5. Pyatakov Trial, p. 167. Pravda, September 1, 1936. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. Znamia, No. 12, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 63. 10. Pyatakov Trial, p. 17. 11. Bukharin Trial, p. 125. 12. Roy Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, New York, 1980, p. 131. 13. Ibid. 14. Pravda, October 9, 1988, Voprozy Istory, No. 10, 1988. 15. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. 16. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 64. 17. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, p. 143. 18. Bukharin Trial, p. 556. 19. Simon Wolin and Robert M. Slusser, The Soviet Secret Police, New York, 1957, p. 45. 20. Bukharin Trial, p. 553. 21. G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, pages 249-50. 2. Letter of an Old Bolshevik, p. 63. 23. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 24. Literaturnaya Gazeta, June 29, 1988. 25. Bukharin Trial, p. 281. 26. Izvestia TSK KPSS, Numbers 5, 6, 1989. 27. Sotsialisticheskaya Industria, June 10, 1988. 28. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 180. 29. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. 30. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 206. 1. Pyatakov Trial, p. 134. Iolowin ID. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 205. Pierre Brouet, Le Procès de Moscou, Paris, 1964, p. 276. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, p. 56. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. Sovetsko Gosudarstvo I Pravo, No. 3, March 1965. Pyatakov Trial, p. 287. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 182. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, London, 1947, p. 331. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 232. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, pages 329-330. Pyatakov Trial, p. 257. Ibid, p. 537. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 183. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, The Gulag Archipelago, New York, 1973. Volume 1, p. 415. 46. 47. Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, p. 130. Stalin, Speech to the February to March Plenum of a Central Committee, March 5, 1937. 48. 49. 50. All 52-53. Pravda, May 29, 1937. G. Maryagin, Postishev, Moscow, 1965, p. 291. Veliko Mykunovic, Moscow Diary, New York, 1986, p. 28. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. Solzhenitsyn, Gulag Archipelago, Volume 1, p. 416, Anton Antonov. Ovsinko, The Time of Stalin, New York, 1981, p. 618, Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, pages 131-32, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. UI 4. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 207. Ibid, p. 350. Srebek CKL. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. Ibid. Dieter, No. 7, 1988. Resolutions of the Congress of the Communist Party of the Ukraine. Pravda, June 13, 1937. 64-65. Dotvisti, June 1, 1937. Moscow News, No. 26, 1988, Mizoji Lidervskoji Turibine. Encyclopedia, Borshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, 3rd ed. Moscow, 1970-78. 66-67-68-69. Dotpyatakov Trial, p. 40. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, p. 295. For example, Pravda, September 12, 1936. Stalin, Speech to the February to March Plenum of the Central Committee, March 3, 1937. 70. L. Sigurs Febzerbs Gerberis XSMEBO is IB is IGHU in is IIB 185 in is IOBO in IPRN. Pyatakov Trial, p. 7. Ibid, p. 14. Ibid, p. 43. Ibid, p. 48. Ibid, p. 49. Ibid, p. 25. Ibid, p. 413. Ibid, p. 69. Ibid, pp. 58ff. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 191. Pyatakov Trial, p. 443. Ibid, p. 85. Ibid, p. 125. Ibid, p. 127. Ibid, p. 129. Ibid, p. 135. Ibid, p. 105. Ibid, p. 160. Sotsialisticheskaya Industria, June 10, 1988. Pyatakov Trial, p. 209. Ibid, p. 210. Ibid, p. 245. Ibid, p. 257. Ibid, p. 258. Ibid, p. 283. Ibid, p. 280. 98. Ibid, p. 288. 99. Ibid, p. 248. 100. Ibid, p. 271. 01. Ibid, p. 272. Ibid, p. 229. Ibid, p. 226. Ibid, p. 222. 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. N. M. Shvernik, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 26, 1961. 106. Pyatakov Trial, p. 222. 107. Ibid, p. 511. 108. Ibid, p. 475. 109. Ibid, pages 303-33. 110. Ibid, pages 566-67. 11. Ibid, p. 569. 112. Ibid, p. 367. 113. Ibid, p. 368. 114. Ibid, p. 365. 115. Ibid, pages 371-72, 378. 116. Ibid, p. 412. 117. Ibid, p. 463. 118. Ibid, p. 466. 119. Ibid, p. 480. 120. Ibid, p. 494. 121. Ibid, p. 474. 122. Ibid, p. 468. 123. Ibid, p. 514. 124. Ibid, p. 476-77. 125. Ibid, p. 489. 126. Ibid, p. 207. 127. Ibid, p. 170. 128. Ibid, p. 502. 129. Ibid, p. 512. 130. Ibid, p. 517. 131. Ibid, p. 481. 132. Ibid, p. 516. 133. Ibid, p. 517. Ibid, p. 541. Ibid, p. 548. Ibid, p. 543. Elizabeth K. Portsky, Our Own People, London, 1969, p. 198. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 212. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 7, 1989, V. Petrov and E. Petrov, Empire of Fear, London, 1956, p. 69, Gustav Herling, A World Apart, London. 1951. 140. 141. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 9, 1989. Wolin and Slusser, Soviet Secret Police, p. 194. Elizabeth Lermelo, Face of a Victim, New York, 1955, pages 134, 35. Nizhno Oborozhniy, November 4, 1988. Khrushchev, Speech of March 8, 1963. Pyatakov Trial, p. 545. Ibid, p. 514. Ibid, p. 353. Pravda, January 29, 1937. Pravda, January 31, 1937. Nova, No. 6, 1988, p. 69. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, p. 239. Pyatakov Trial, p. 510. Izvestia, November 22, 1963, Samizdat Manuscript, Literaturnaya. Rossiya, May 1989. 154 pages 44-155. Robert Conquest, Power and Policy in the USSR, London, 1961, 9-53. Izvestia, November 22, 1963, I. M. Dubinsky Mulchaje. Orjanikidze, Moscow, 1963, p. 6. 156. Literaturnaya Gazeta, September 7, 1988. 157. Izvestia, November 22, 1963, Dubinsky Mukhaje, Orjanikidze. Literaturnaya Gazeta, September 7, 1988. Izvestia, November 22, 1963, Dubinsky Mukhaje, Orjanikidze. Pravda, February 19, 1937. Dubinsky Mukhaje, Orjanikidze, p. 7. Pravda, February 19, 1937. R. Bishayisovitskaya Encyclopedia, 2nd ed. Moscow, 1949-58, Orjanikidze. 73. Ui. Roy Medvedev, Lead History Judge, New York, 1971, p. 194. Narubje, Numbers 3, 4, 1952. Kravchenko, I Chose Freedom, p. 240. Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Baginsky Ravishi, June 17, 1962. Eugenia Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, New York, 1967, p. Pravda, November 17, 1964. For example, Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, pages 196-98. Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Private Interview with Author. 174. Abdurakhmanov Turkunov, Stalin and the Soviet Communist Party. London, 1959, p. 229. 175. N equals. Nava, number 6, 1988. Izvestia, November 22, 1963. Medvedev, Nikolai Bukharin, p. 134, Nadelia, number 12, 1988. Komsomolskaya Pravda, April 2, 1988. Nava, number 6, 1988, p. 69. Komsomolskaya Pravda, April 2, 1988. Zinoviev Trial, p. 162. Gorazand, number 5, 1988, p. 36. Pravda, February 19, 1937. Bolshaya Sovetskaya Encyclopedia, 2nd ed., Volume 31. Samizdat Manuscript. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. P. I. Yakirinya. A. Geller, Komandarm Yakir, Moscow, 1963, p. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Satyukov, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Sovetskaya Kultura, September 13, 1988. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. Voprozhe Istory KPSS, No. 2, 1989. Khrushchev, in Pravda, March 17, 1937. Ilkhramov, quoted in Bukharin Trial, p. 349. Avtorkhanov, Stalin and the Soviet Communist Party, p. 118. 196. Communist, No. 13, 1988. 197. Walter G. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, London, 1939, p. 2. Nr equals 00. 198. Yunost, No. 3, 1988, p. 60. 199. Communist, No. 13, 1988. 200. Ibid. 201. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988, Izvestia DSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. 202. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. 203. Pravda, March 6, 1937. 204. Visti, February 1, 1937. 205. Pravda, February 8, 1937. 206. Pravda, February 9, 1937. 207. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 208. Ibid. 209. Ibid. 210. Rahori Kostyuk, The Fall of Postyshev, Research Program on the USSR, No. 6A, 1954, in Stalinist Rule in the Ukraine, Munich, 1960, pages 118-22. 211. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 212. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 213. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, p. 228. 214. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. 215. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 216. Shvernik, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, 26th of October. 217. W. P. Coates and Zelda K. Coates, Comps, The Moscow Trial, London, 1937, p. 249. 218. Ibid, p. 253. 219. Ibid, p. 205. 220. Quoted by Vyshinsky, in Bukharin Trial, p. 626. 221. Coates and Coates, Moscow Trial, pages 275-76. 22. Ibid, p. 277. 223. Ibid, p. 279. 224. Visti, March 17, 1937. 225. Report of the January Plenum of the Central Committee, Pravda, January 19, 1938. 226. Pravda, March 23, 1937. 227. Pravda, May 29, 1937. 228. Pravda, May 30, 1987. 229. Visti, June 2, 1937. 230. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 221. 231. Ibid. 232. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, p. 167. 233. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 222. 234. Bukharin Trial, p. 482. 235. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 225. 236. Literaturnaya Gazeta, No. 4, 1987. 237. Bukharin Trial, p. 569. 238. Ibid, p. 571. 239. Ibid, p. 556. 240. Pravda, April 4, 1937. 241. Pravda, April 5, 1937. 242. Znamia, No. 12, 1988. 243. Zbigniew Brzezinski, The Permanent Purge, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 6, p. 229. 44. Svetlana Liluyeva, Only 1 Year, New York, 1969, p. 388. 245. Sovetsky Gosudarstvo I Pravo, No. 3, March 1965. 246. Socialistическая Zakonost, No. 1, 1938. 247. Pravda, January 20, 1937. 248. Pravda, April 9, 1937. 249. Voprosy Istory KPSS, No. 9, 1965. Chapter 7, Assault on the Army. 1. Pravda, June 11, 1937. 2. Pravda, June 15, 1937. 3. John Erickson, The Soviet High Command, London, 1962, p. 58. 4. Robert S. Sullivan, Soviet Politics and the Ukraine, 1917-1957, New York, 1963, p. 342. Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 51. Ibid, p. 99. Isaac Deutsche, The Prophet Unarmed, London, 1959, p. 350. 8. Izvestia, 24, January 30, 1963, N. Ikoritsky et al., Marshal Tukhachevsky, Moscow, 1965. UI6C. 9. Bukharin Trial, p. 188. 10. P. Deryabin and F. Gibney, The Secret World, London, 1960, pages 110-11. 11. Isaac Deutsche, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 379. 12. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 95. 13. Ibid, p. 253. 14. Ibid, p. 256. 15. Ibid, p. 71. 16. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, p. 242. 17. Walter G. Kravitsky, In Stalin's Secret Service, London, 1939, p. 7. 18. I. V. Dubinsky, Napery Corvetrum, Moscow, 1964, pp. 243 ff. 19. Zinoviev Trial, pages 34, 41. 20. Vasily Grossman, In the Town of Berdichev. 21. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, pages 89, 90. 2. Zinoviev Trial, p. 36. 23. Dubinsky, Napery Corvetrum. 24. Pravda, August 23, 1936. 25. Pyatakov Trial, p. 181. 26. Ibid, p. 94. 27. Dubinsky, Napery Corvetrum, Voeno Historicheski Journal, No. 6, 1965. 28. Dubinsky, Napery Corvetrum. 29. Zinoviev Trial, p. 116. 30. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 5, 1989. 31. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 311. 32. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 33. Ibid. 34. Erickson, Soviet High Command, pages 376-77. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 4, 1989. Zinoviev Trial, p. 22. Z. Dubinsky, Napri Corps Vitrum. 38. Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 427, Znamia, number 12, 1988. 39. Abdurakhmin of Turkanov, Stalin and the Soviet Communist Party, London, 1959, p. 48. 40. Pyatakov Trial, p. 146. 41. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, p. 239. 42. P. Iyakirinya. A. Geller, Komandar Myakir, Moscow, 1963, pp. 207ff. 43. Ibid, p. 212. 44. U. P. Petrov, Protostroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, 1918, 1961, Moscow, 1964, p. 299. 45. Ibid. 46. Yakir and Geller, Komandar Myakir, p. 212. 47. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, pages 250-51, Barman, One Who Survived, p. 7. 48. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 4, 1989. 49. Karutsky et al., Marshal 2 Kachevsky, pp. 219ff. 50. Petrov, Protostroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, p. 303. 51. Dubinsky, Napri Corps Vitrum. 52. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 4, 1989. 53. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 6, 1989. 54. Ibid. 55. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 4, 1989. 56. Ibid. 7. Pravda, April 29, 1988. 58. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 6, 1989. 59. Izvestia TSK KPSS, number 4, 1989. 60. Pravda, April 29, 1988. 61. W. Schellenberg, The Schellenberg Memoirs, London, 1956, p. 49. 62. C. O. Pyatnitsky, Speech to the 12th Plenum of the Executive Committee of the Comintern. 63. Novy Mir, No. 4, 1964. 64. Bekin Godun, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 198. 65. 17. Assistvzoy Uznoy Komunistishiskoy Partiai, b. 26 Yanvaria 10 Fevralia 1934 grams. Stenografichesky Iogen, Moscow, 1934. 66. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, p. 31. 67. Major V. Depashev of the Soviet General Staff, at a session of the Department for the History of the Great Patriotic War at the Institute of Marxism-Leninism, February 18, 1966, Bozy, January 13, 1967. See also Ernst Henry, S., N. Rostovsky, Granny, No. 63, 19671. 68. Erickson, Soviet High Command, pages 433-34. 69. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 6, 1989. 70. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 71. Politikoskoe Obrazovanie, No. 5, 1989. 72. Wilhelm Hoyle, The Secret Front, London, 1954, and Sina Delia, February 13, 1989. 73. W. Gomułka, Report to the 10th Plenum of the Central Committee of the Polish Workers' Party, Tribuna Ludu, November 23, 1961. 74. For example, Lev Nikolin, Marshal 2 Kachevsky, Moscow, 1964, Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Winston Churchill, The Second World War, Volume 1, The Gathering Storm, London, 1948, p. 224. And Sivo Eno Istorichesky Journal, No. 10, 1988. 75. Leon Blum, quoted in Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 433, Novaya I Novishaya Historia, No. 1, 1989. 76. Tribunaludu, November 23, 1961. 77. Private information from John Erickson. 78. Nikolin, Marshal Tukhachevsky, pages 189-94. 79. Novaya Novishaya Historia, No. 1, 1989, Accepting the Testimony of Schellenberg, Schellenberg Memoirs, and Hoyle, Secret Front, Sovetskaya Rossiya, September 18, 1988, Politikaskoe Brzovani, No. 5, 1989. 80. Ukrainska Radianskaya Encyclopedia, Kiev, 1959-65. 81. Kravitsky, in Stalin's Secret Service, p. 27. 82. D. V. Ponkov, Komkor Eidman, Moscow, 1965, p. 103. Voprozhe Istorike PSS, No. 12, 1964. Kuritsky et al., Marshal Tukhachevsky, p. 134. Nikolin, Marshal Tukhachevsky. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. Kuritsky et al., Marshal Tukhachevsky, pages 128-29. Ibid, Voeno Historicheski Journal, No. 10, 1965. Nikolin, Marshal Tukhachevsky. Yakir and Geller, Komandarm Yakir, pp. 227ff. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 6, 1989. P.N. Alexandra Fedal, Komandar Maborovich, Moscow, 1964, pp. N. 93. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 6, 1989. 94. A. V. Gorbatov, Years Off My Life, New York, 1964, p. 103. 95. Yakir and Geller, Komandar Yakir. 96. Dubinsky, Napery Corps Vetrum, Nikolin, Marshal Tukhachevsky, Yakir and Geller, Komandar Yakir. 97. Pravda, June 1, 1937. 98. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 99. Krasnaya Izvesta, June 6, 1937. 100. A. N. Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 27, 1961. 101. Yakir and Geller, Komandar Yakir, pages 230-32. 102. Dubinsky, Napery Corps Vetrum, Chapter 14. 103. Pravda, April 29, 1988. 104. Petrov, Pretinno Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii Afloat, pages 299. 105. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 106. Ibid. 107. Anton Antonov Avsinko, The Time of Stalin, New York, 1981, p. Nikolin, Marshal Tukhachevsky, pages 189-94. Peter Yakir, at a session of the Department for the History of the Great Patriotic War at the Institute of Marxism-Leninism, February 18, 1966, Bozy, January 13, 1967. 110. Bukharin Trial, p. 5. 111. Pravda, April 29, 1988. 112. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 113. Ibid. 114. Ibid. 115. Ibid. 116. Dubinsky, Napery Corps Vetrum, p. 267, Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4. 117. Lev Nikolin, in Ogonyok, No. 13, March 1963. 118. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 119. Dubinsky, Napery Corps Vetrum, p. 268. 120. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 121. Khrushchev, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 122. Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 123. Yakir and Geller, Komandar Yakir, pages 230-32. 124. Kazakhstanskaya Pravda, October 15, 1963. 125. Margarita, Buber, Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949. 6. Yakir and Geller, Komandar Yakir, p. 232. 127. Khrushchev, speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 128. Bolshevik Ukraini, No. 6, 1938. 129. Alexandra Fedel, Komandar Muborovich, pp. 265 ff. 130. Lev Nikolin, in October, Numbers 2, 5, 1965. 131. Antonia Card, Vanished Without a Trace, London, 1954, p. 244. 132. Ogunyok, Number 13, 1963. 3. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 8. 134. Simon Wolin and Robert M. Slusser, The Soviet Secret Police, New York, 1957, p. 194. 135. Peter Yakir, Letter to the Editor of Communist, March 2, 1969, translated in Survey, No. 70, 71, 1969. 136. Pravda, April 29, 1988. 137. Izvestia TSK KPSS, No. 4, 1989. 138. Yakir, Letter to the Editor of Communist, pages 72, 75. 139. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 8. 140. G. A. Tokev, Betrayal of an Ideal, London, 1954, p. 244. 141. Marshal S. D. Buryuzov, Sovetsky Zoldat na Balkanach, Moscow, 3, p. 141. 42. A. T. Stuchenko, Zavodnaya Nasha Sudba, Moscow, 1964, p. 63. 143. Ibid, p. 64. 144. Barman, One Who Survived, pages 6-8. 145. Gorbatov, Years Off My Life, p. 104. 146. L. D. Starinov, Minajits Vigohasa, Moscow, 1964, pages 149-66. 147. Moscow News, No. 14, 1988. 148. Buryuzov, Sovetsky Soldat, pages 137, 143. 149. Gorbatov, Years Off My Life, p. 104. 150. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, pages 422-23. 151. Ogunyok, No. 46, 1988. 152. Stuchenko, Zavodnaya Nasha Sudba. 153. Belarus, No. 7, 1965. 154. Petrov, Pretendo Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, pages 299. 0155. Krasnaya Izvezda, June 2, 1937. 156. L. Gaglov and Isolishchev, Commissary, Moscow, 1961. 157. Petrov, Pretendo Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, p. 302, Communist, September 27, 1988. 158. Krasnaya Izvezda, June 1, 1937. 159. Henry, and Granny. 160. Petrov, Pretendo Stroitelstvo v Sovetskoy Armii I Float, pages 299. 161. Ibid, p. 302. 162. Ibid, pages 301-2. 163. Ibid, p. 302. 164. Ibid, p. 304. 165. Ibid, p. 312. 166. Ibid, p. 303n. 167. Ibid, pages 299-300. 168. V. I. Lenin, Polnaya Sobranie Socheneni, 5th ed., Volume 51, Moscow. Dodiad Yakov, in October, No. 7, 1964. 170. Gorbatov, Years Off My Life, p. 107. 171. Ibid, pp. 108ff. 174. Beck and Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 175. October, No. 12, 1988. 176. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 27. 177. Krasnaya Izvesta, March 2, 1965. 178. Komsomolskaya Pravda, November 13, 1964. 179. Blagoy Popov, Ot Leipzigski Approaches v. Sibirsky Lagery, Paris, 1979, p. 41. 180. Sovetskaya Bukovina, February 10, 1965. 181. Ilya Ehrenberg, In Novi Mir, No. 5, 1962. 182. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 241. 183. Ilya Ehrenberg, Men, Years, Life, New York, 1961, Volume 4, pages 152. 184. Podznamina Mispinskoy Respubliki, Moscow, 1965, p. 190. 185. Miller Vangelis, Conversations with Stalin, London, 1962, p. 13. 186. Henry, In Granny. 187. Erickson, Soviet High Command, p. 475. 188. Devazian, Speech to the X-7th Party Congress. 189. Ibid. 190. R. V. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, London, 1965, p. 246. 191. Ibid. S. E. Zakharov et al., T. Kukinsky Flot, Moscow, 1966. 192. Novi Mir, No. 8, 1961, pages 160-83. 193. Petrov, Pretinostro Italstvo v. Sovetskoy Armii Float, p. 301. 194. Voeno Historicheski Journal, No. 6, 1963. Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 246. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. Pravda, February 17, 1964. Boris Suvorin, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 258. Zhera Graznskoy Voyny, Moscow, 1963, p. 330. 200. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 95. 201. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. 22222. E. Equals. Lalila Ila JJIUNIA Tadi B 100 Anir IEIO. Equals. Equals. 196. 197. 198-2. Pravda, April 3, 1964. 203. Erickson, Soviet High Command, pages 66, 67. 204. Pravda, October 7, 1988. 205. Nadelia, February 6, 1989. 206. Gielishkov, Inkezo, April 1939. 207. Nikita Khrushchev, Khrushchev Remembers, New York, 1970, p. 99-201-202. 88. Pa. D.P. Chapter 8, The Party Crushed. Dot Pravda, April 14, 1937. I. V. Spiridonov, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Pravda, March 21, 1937. D. A. Lazarkina, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Pravda, May 30, 1937. Pravda, June 5, 1938. Anton Siliga, The Russian Enigma, London, 1940, p. 48. Ibid, p. 160. 9. Bukharin Trial, p. 160. 10. Nikita Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Loan IM is, OONE. 11. Ibid. 12. Zinoviev Trial, p. 34. 13. Acherkupoe Story Leningrada, Moscow and Leningrad, 1964, Volume 4, p. 381. 14. Zbigniew Brzezinski, The Permanent Purge, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1956, p. 226. 15. Lazarkina, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 16. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 17. Ibid. 21. Dot Serdyuk, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. U. M. Vecherova, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Roy Medvedev, Let History Judge, New York, 1971, p. 347. Moscow News, No. 48, 1988, A Cherkasy Story of Anovskoye Organizatsiyai. KPSS, Moscow, 1967. A. N. Vasilov, Are There Any More Questions? Moskva, June 1964. 23. Merle Fainsod, Smolensk Under Soviet Rule, Cambridge, 1958, p. Ibid, pages 134-37. Bakinsky Rabashi, June 17, 1962. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Uralsky Sledoput, No. 8, 1988. A Cherkasy Story Pertinoy Organizatsiyai Tatariyai, Kazan, 1962. 29. Arvo Tuominen, The Bells of the Kremlin, London, 1983, pp. 299ff. Voprosy Istory, No. 9, 1988, Ogonyok, No. 19, 1988. Literaturnaya Rossiya, March 25, 1988. 32. Radio Moscow, September 18, 1964. 33. Bukharin Trial, p. 76. 34. K. T. Mazurov, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 35. Ibid. 36. Sovetskaya Byelorossiya, October 11, 1988. 3. Rabashi, June 8, 1937. Izvestia, May 23, 1964. Mazurov, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 340. Rabashi, August 12, 1937. 41. F. Beck and W. Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, London, 1951, p. 92. 42. C. Brzezinski, Permanent Purge, pages 180-84. 43. C. Robert Conquest, Inside Stalin's Secret Police, London, 1985, p. 54. 44. Communist, Yerevan, November 28, 1963. 45. Boris I. Nikolaevsky, Notes to the Crimes of the Stalin Era, New York, 1956. 46. Pravda, June 23, 1929. 47. Pyatakov Trial, p. 74. 48. Bukharin Trial, p. 304. 49. Alexander Orlov, The Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, New York, 1953, p. 249. 50. Zarya Vostoka, March 3, 1989. 51. Byulitin Oppozitsiyai, Numbers 56, 57, 1937. 2. Voprosy Istory KPSS, No. 5, 1963. 53. Boris Suvorin, Stalin, London, 1949, p. 638. 54. Medvedev, Let History Judge, p. 269. 55. Joshi, Speech to the 18th Party Congress. 56. Pravda, May 17, 1937. 57. A Cherkasy Story Komunistishchoy Partiyai Armeniyai, Yerevan, 1967, pages 386-87. 58. Communist, Yerevan, November 15, 1963. 59. Ibid, Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. 60. Mary Matosian, The Impact of Soviet Politics in Armenia, Leiden, 1962, A Cherkasy Story Komunistishchoy Partiyai Armeniyai, pages 386-87. 61. Communist, Yerevan, November 15, 1961. 62. Zarya Vostoka, December 31, 1937. 63. Eugenia Ginsburg, Journey into the Whirlwind, New York, 1967, p. 100. 64. Robert S. Sullivan, Soviet Politics and the Ukraine, 1917, 1957, New York, 1963, p. 194. 65. S. Kosyurp, Speech to the 12th Congress of the Communist Party of the Ukraine, May 27, 1937. 66. Pravda, May 26, 1937. 67. Pravda, May 29, 1937. 68. Pertino Stroitelstvo, No. 15, 1937. 69. I. V. Stalin, Sobrani Sacchiniani, Moscow, 1946-54, Volume 8, pages 149-50. 70. Bukharin, Conversation with Kamenev, July 1928. 71. G. Atokev, Comrade X, London, 1956, p. 57. 72. Pyatakov, Speech to the Seventh Party Congress, Sullivan, Soviet Politics and the Ukraine, p. 32a. 73. C. Robert Conquest, The Harvest of Sorrow, New York, 1986. 74. Sullivan, Soviet Politics and the Ukraine, p. 193. 75. G. Petrovsky, Speech to the 17th Party Congress. 76. Komsomolskoznomia, November 22, 1988, November 23, 1988. 77. Posey, Volume 6, Numbers 45 and 50, 1950, Vladimir Dedair, Tito Speaks, London, 1953, p. 201. 78. Komsomolskoznomia, November 23, 1988. 79. Ibid. 80. Ibid. 81. Komsomolskoznomia, November 27, 1988. 82. Pravda, July 21, 1937. 83. Pravda, July 22, 1937. 84. Pravda, July 25, 1937. 85. Komsomolskoznomia, November 27, 1988. 86. Ibid. 87. Komsomolskoznomia, November 29, 1988. 88. Ibid. 89. Pravda, September 18, 1937. 90. Pravda, October 1, 1937, December 29, 1937. 91. Pravda, September 25, 1937. 92. Pravda, October 4, 1937. 93. Pravda, September 18, 1937. 94. Volodymyr Petrovich Zatonsky, in Ukrainian, Kiev, 1964, p. 132. 95. Pravda, January 19, 1938. 96. Z. D. Serdyuk, Speech to the Ex-8th Party Congress. 97. Brzezinski, Permanent Purge, p. 78. 98. Pravda, February 22, 1938. 99. Alexander Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, London, 1952, pages 461-62. 100. Visti, January 28, 1938. 101. Sullivan, Soviet Politics and the Ukraine, p. 223. 102. Burmistenko, Speech to the Ex-8th Party Congress. 103. Edward R. Stettinius Jr., Roosevelt and the Russians, The Yalta Conference, Garden City, New York, 1949. 104. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. 105. Ibid. 106. Medvedev, Let History Judge, p. 43. 107. Moskovskaya Pravda, January 10, 1989. 108. For example, Moskovskaya Pravda, February 10, 1989. 109. Z. D. Serdyuk, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 31, 1961, Moscow News, No. 18, 1988. 110. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988, Moskovskaya Pravda, April 6, 1989. 111. Moscow News, No. 18, 1988. 112. R. V. Ivanov Razumnok, Memoirs, London, 1965, p. 307, Orlov, Secret History of Stalin's Crimes, p. 241. 113. Weisberg, Conspiracy of Silence, p. 168. 114. Voprosy Historike PSS, No. 2, 1964, p. 19. 115. Literaturnaya Gazeta, No. 9, 1987. 116. Sovetskaya Belorussia, January 22, 1988. 117. Fitzroy MacLean, Eastern Approaches, London, 1949, p. 28. 118. Seska Slovensky Kasapis Historiki, No. 4, 1964. 119. Ginsberg, Journey into the Whirlwind, p. 115, and C. German Truchens, Jan Rudzutak, Moscow, 1963. 120. Svetlana Liluyeva, Only 1 Year, New York, 1969, p. 388. 121. Buckhorn Trial, p. 277. 122. Louis Fisher, Men in Politics, London, 1941, p. 414. 123. Alexander Barman, One Who Survived, New York, 1945, p. 307. 124. Buckhorn Trial, p. 252. 125. Ibid, p. 55. 126. Trud, May 26, 1988. 127. Buckhorn Trial, p. 777. 128. A. N. Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress, Pravda, October 27, 1961. 129. Buckhorn Trial, pages 459-67. 130. Pravda, November 17, 1964. 131. Ginsberg, Journey into the Whirlwind, pages 118, 139. 132. Buckhorn Trial, p. 78. 133. Anton Antonov Avsinko, The Time of Stalin, New York, 1981. P. Susan is. 134. Moscow News, number 15, 1988, Pavel Goldstein, Tekoopery, Jerusalem, ND. 135. Moscow News, number 15, 1988. Khrushchev, Secret Speech. Voprozhe Istory KPSS, number 11, 1965. Nikita Khrushchev, Khrushchev Remembers, The Last Testament. Boston, 1974. P. 88. 139. A. S. Yakovlev, Pseljizny, Moscow, 1966, p. 177. 80. Izvestia, December 19, 1964. Marusha Fisher, My Lives in Russia, New York, 1944, p. 186. Bekan Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. Viktor Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, London, 1951, p. 235. Pravda, July 22, 1937. Pravda, March 17, 1937. Pravda, August 20, 1937. Pravda, August 29, 1937. Pravda, October 30, 1937. Pravda, September 8, 1937. V.I. Lenin, Polnaye Sobranie Sochineni, 5th ed., Volume 50, Moscow. Buckhorn Trial, p. 764. Fisher, Men, and Politics, p. 409. Buckhorn Trial, p. 796. Barman, One Who Survived, p. 245. Buckhorn Trial, p. 623. Sovetsko Gosudarstvoy Pravo, No. 3, March 1965, see also. Kravchenko, I Chose Justice, p. 157. 157. 158. 159. Pages 78. Voprozhe Istory KPSS, No. 4, 1963. See Buckhorn Trial, p. 696. Oktyabr, No. 12, 1988. Abinovich and Z. Serebryansky, Andrei Bubnov, Moscow, 1964, 79. Shalapin, Speech to the 22nd Party Congress. Bekan Godon, Russian Purge and the Extraction of Confession, p. 163. Margarita, Buber, Newman, Under Two Dictators, London, 1949. 164. For example, Pravda, May 2, 1937, June 15, 1937, October 29, 1937. 165. Voprozhe Istory KPSS, No. 2, 1963. 166. Pravda, December 25, 1964, Voprozhe Istory KPSS, No. 7, 1964. 167. G. Maryagin, Postishev, Moscow, 1965, p. 247. 168. Voprozhe Istory KPSS, No. 7, 1965.